Pepitas has got to be one of the most esoteric topics that I could possibly choose to talk about. Most of the main varieties of citrus are types of citrus that are grown commercially, like oranges, pomelos, grapefruit, lemons, limes, etc., are well known. Pepitas play very little economic role in the world, although it's not totally insignificant. There are 5,000 acres or so of yuzu, a pepita hybrid, grown in Japan. And kaffir lime plays a certain importance in Thai cooking. Its most important role, perhaps, is as one of the seven recognized species of pepitas is the maternal parent of the lime, the small-fruited lime, the Mexican lime. It's important botanically. It's important for quarantine purposes. One species is the most smuggled species in the United States. Five of them are over in the left. Some of them we don't even have in germplasm. So in this presentation, I'm going to be combining a number of different factors. For 11 years, I've been photographing the citrus variety collection at UC Riverside, where I'm a researcher affiliated with the Department of Botany and Plant Sciences. We've been posting these photos along with descriptions of the different genotypes and species on the Citrus Variety Collection website. Just Google Citrus Variety Collection and you can find it easily. In order to know what kind of information to post, I've been having to research, among other things, collecting all the different citrus genetics articles that have appeared over the past several decades, and cutting them up, dicing them, extracting the relevant information about the phylogeny, the ancestry and progeny of the various different accessions that we have. So combining that along with morphological descriptions and a little bit about the germplasm issues that are vexing this field of study. So let's launch into it. We're going to be talking about 20, it's really pepitas and their hybrids, seven species and 13 hybrids. The standard reference work of citrus is still Swingle, that Citrus Industry Volume 1, Swingle in 1943, and then was updated in 1967, divided the genus Citrus into two subgenera, one of them being citrus itself, which includes most of the familiar kinds, lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruit, etc. Then there's a subgenus Pepita, which is native to Southeast and Southern and Eastern Asia, characterized by broad-winged petioles, small flowers, granular pump vesicles, and acrid oil droplets, which make the fruit unpalatable. We'll see at the very last slide just what happens when you actually bite into a pepita. Tanaka, the other great citrus taxonomist, also had a section, pepita. Pepitas, as I mentioned, are the least known of major citrus taxa, but important as the ancestor of the lime, yuzu, and others. No survey has appeared since 1967. More than 100 molecular marker papers in recent decades have started to clarify the phylogena of these genotypes. But these are species that arose millions of years ago, rather than in the last million years. We'll touch on that briefly. So it's not quite as clear. For many modern citrus varieties, we know exactly what they are. Not so for pepitas. But we can speculate, and we're getting closer. So where does the name pepita even come from? It's not in any dictionary. I wasn't able to find anything about what exactly a pepita was supposed to be. Well, the name, at least, I was able to track down where it came from, is ascribed to Georg Eberhard Rumpf, better known as Rumpfius, his Latin name, was a German-born botanist employed by the Dutch East India Company in what's now eastern Indonesia, and he wrote the Ambonese Herbal. It's a dramatic story. The book was lost. His whole family was killed in a fire. He went blind. It was a miracle that the book finally appeared 40 years after he died. It was recently published in a 6-volume lavish translation in Latin and English, and I was able to extract what is believed to be a description of the citrus hystrix, the kaffir lime. The branches grow somewhat disorderly and wild. The twigs in its young branches are covered everywhere with sharp, stiff thorns. The leaves also seem as if two were placed end to end. The fruit's covered with smooth bumps. We all know that from the kaffir lime. The fruit's juicy, very sour. The peel's not used, but its flesh is, and its juice is used daily by the Ambonese for sauces to dip their pepita into. Wherefore, this fruit got its name. So what is pepita? You can easily find it. It's a sago made from kanji, basically, made from the pulp of the sago palm. It's a staple food in the Moluccas and Papua New Guinea. So So one first thing I got to tell you, spoiler alert here, is that only a few studies support the idea that Pipit is monophyletic and that Swingle's distinction of the two subgenera is valid. On the other hand, at least 20 articles, and there are probably a few more, just in the past decade alone, suggest a polyphyletic origin for the Pipita group and do not support a separation of the subgenera Citrus and Pipitas proposed by Swingle. That would mean that the name Pipita is fairly meaningless. One might think it's like saying brown animals or insectivores, but in most cases, Citrus ichangensis, that's over at the left there, native to China, is the outlier, allied with the mandarins or on its own, while the other five species generally were more closely associated with pomelo. And several studies have found that the pure Pipitas other than Citrus ichangensis do cluster together. A few others show that Pipita species nest separately with diverse Citrus species. It's a work in progress, the genetics of Pipita, but we're getting there. A little bit about a fascinating article, Carbonell Caballero et al. From 2 years ago, spoke to the evolutionary biology of Citrus ichangensis and Citrus micrantha, the two putative Pipitas that were in the study of 100 or more different species or genotypes. It was actually 5.73 million years ago that the micrantha pomelo, micrantha was associated with pomelo and it separated from Ichang Pipita. So at one point perhaps, well, I guess all Citrus, if you go far enough, we're genetically related just like we are to chimpanzees or whatever, but micrantha separated from Ichang, they were able to suggest 5.75 million years ago. 3.75 million years ago, micrantha diverged from the pomelo cluster. 3.4 million years ago, Ichang, Pipita, Mangshan, and Mandarin cluster divided into three branches. And it's just in the last million years that most of the standard citrus types, like oranges, lemons, et cetera, speciated to form the citrus as we know it. Here's just a brief overview. I'm not going to spend more than a second on here. We're going to start with Ichangensis and six hybrids of it. Most of them actually hybrids of yuzu. There's one other species, Hongiensis, relatively recently discovered, whose place is uncertain, but it's closest to Ichangensis, at least it grows in the same area and looks somewhat similar. Micrantha, we're going to deal with next. It's the smallest of all citrus fruits. It's important, as I said, because it's the parent of one of the two parents, along with citron, of the small-fruited lime, the Mexican lime, which in turn is a parent of the large-fruited lime of commerce, the Bears Persian lime. We'll be talking about four or five other different hybrids. Celebes Pipita, which is the mystery man of the Pipita and the citrus world. Nobody's ever seen it since it was first discovered. We'll get into that and its implications for the studies that have been done towards the end of this presentation. Citrus Hystrix, Kaffir lime, which has a number of vexed situations, including its nomenclature. The Kasi Pipita from India, and perhaps the best known of these in certain ways is more studies have been done of it than any other, mostly by Indians, Citrus macroptera, which ranges from India to New Caledonia. That's a trip in itself, trying to disentangle the various different genotypes that have been suggested to all belong to macroptera. Ichang Pipita. In the upper left there is actually a photo taken by me high in a mountain where I risked my life. I was sliding all over the place. I got deadly sick. To actually find an Ichang Pipita growing in the wild. The other two photos are in the more domestic confines of the citrus variety collection in Riverside, 60 miles east of Los Angeles, where most of these photos are taken. So the text, I'm not going to go into the taxonomy. Swingle and Tanaka both call this one Citrus ichangensis Swingle, but Mabberley, who's an Australian-British botanist who's caused a lot of waves in the citrus taxonomy world in the past 15 years or so, calls it Citrus cavalieri, after the French missionary who discovered it in Guizhou in 1913. It's native to west central and southwest China. There are three different clusters in three different areas. Relatively genetically uniform. It's quite cold hardy. I mean, it grows all the way to the north of the Yangtze River, so where it can get minus 10 centigrade or lower. The various different ancestors, and this is sort of the heart of what I'm going to be presenting to you, is a summary, a meta-study of the molecular marker studies about these different species, because I'm not aware that anybody's cut, diced, and filleted them in this way. The majority say that it's a unique wild species. Almost as many studies say that it clusters with mandarin. And we're going to be reviewing shortly its progeny, Yuzu, Hanayu, Sudachi, Kebosu, Icheng, Lemon. Tracy Kahn, who I work with is my supervisor at the Citrus Variety Collection, said, "Why are you talking about these? Nobody can get them." And I said, "Actually, as it so happens that Ron Paul and Ken Love, two eminent fruit scientists here in Hawaii, wrote an article on the so-called lemons of Hawaii, and they're actually fairly widely grown here, some of these kinds. In fact, just on Monday, American Pollinator Society led a tour that visited a farm with not an insubstantial planting of yuzu. The three accessions of Icheng Pepita, the citrus variety collection. Yuzu is the best known of the hybrids of Citrus Ichengensis, usually called Citrus Yunos or Maverly Citrus X hybrid sign Yunos. The trees are small to medium, spiny, cold, hardy. The surface, the fruits are pale yellow, relatively roundish, 2 or 3 inches in diameter. The surface coarse with large oil dots. Its flesh is pale yellowish-white. It's scanty. I mean, you don't get very much flesh there, and there are a hell of a lot of seeds. Both the juice and the rind are used and indispensable in Japanese cuisine. Shreds or slivers are used to accent cooked vegetables, fish, and noodles. It's cultivated and naturalized in China, where I visited Beibei. They've got 50 different accessions. You think there's just one yuzu? Think again, boy. And I've seen Japan, where it's primarily cultivated on some 2,300 hectares, 5,000 acres or so. In California, we've got like 50. When Japanese come to the citrus variety collection, they will get into knockdown, drag-out fights over exactly what aromatic profile is desirable in a yuzu. It's used in Japan as a cold-hardy lemon substitute. It's quite cold-hardy. It can be grown well north of Tokyo, tolerant to phytophthora. It's also used as a rootstock for that reason. Sudachi is similar to yuzu. Oh, hold on. The crucial thing is the ancestry. Let me just see if I can... A recent study, Shimizu 2016, says that yuzu is not a hybrid with Citrus Ichengensis, as it was always supposed by Swingle, to be a hybrid of Icheng Pepita and Mandarin, but is the offspring of an unidentified parent that was also the parent of Citrus Ichengensis. So what is that, a cousin or a second cousin? So that's the best state of the art so far. There have been a lot of these genetic studies just in the past 3 years that have really revolutionized our thoughts about what these Pepita's ancestry really is. Sudachi is a little bit more simple. It also was assumed to be Citrus Ichengensis by Citrus Reticulata, Icheng Pepita by Mandarin, or Yuzu by Mandarin. But Shimizu found that Yuzu was the pollen parent to Sudachi, and the seed parent was Koji type. Koji itself, otherwise known as Citrus Leucarpa, was Koji-type seed parents by Tachibana. So I'm sorry, it's not simple. It's actually a little bit complex, but at least we have a well-founded speculation as to what it is. Koji itself, it looks like a mandarin, tastes like a mandarin. I've tasted it, but apparently it's really something different. So Sudachi is usually harvested green. It's used for the juice as well as the rind and like ponzu sauce. It's very important in Japanese cooking. It's a chance seedling found in Tokushima Prefecture, where it's traditionally been grown. The fragrance differs from yuzu juice. It's used in vinegars, flavoring fish, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages. We've got one accession at the Citrus Variety Collection. It's grown to a very modest scale in California. Kebosu is the other of the big three of the Ichengensis yuzu hybrids, known by Tanaka as Citrus Spherocarpa. He was a splitter in citrus taxonomy. Mainly grown in Oita Prefecture on 700 hectares. It was originally thought to be mandarin by yuzu. Shimizu says that the seed parent of Kebosu was Citrus nobilis, which is a kunebo, actually a hybrid of Kishu mandarin, crossed with yuzu being the male parent. It's often served in cut halves, used to season cooked fish, sashimi, and hot pot dishes, and the juice is used instead of vinegar. We have one accession, but unfortunately, its VI has a virus indexing has elapsed, so it's not available commercially. We do get asked for it, so I hope that will change. Citrus yugo is getting into the more esoteric of these hybrids, but it's well known in Japan. It's more Mandarin-like. It's the milder flavored among these different hybrids. It was supposed to be originated as a hybrid from Yuzu, Yamamoto and Koyabashi from 1996. See that confirmed Yuzu was actually the seed parent. We're not absolutely sure what the pollen parent is. It's cultivated on a small scale in Japan. At one point, it was in danger of dying out, but now it's being revived. Hanayu, another relatively obscure one. It's also it's citrus Hanayu, and it's called Hanayu. Go figure. I'm not sure why that is. The fruit's medium to small size, rind yellow, thinner than yuzu. The pulp is acid and melting, somewhat lemon-like in flavor. It's grown as an ornamental, primarily, actually. That's the fruit, but it's grown primarily for its very fragrant flower. The fruit has less aroma than standard yuzu, but it's commonly used in a clear soup. It was originally reported to be a chance seedling of yuzu, and Shimazu confirmed that Hanayu is a hybrid of yuzu as the seed parent and Tashibana as the pollen parent. And again, Tashibana is a Mandarin by citron. Ichang lemon, we're almost done with these Ichangs here. It's also from China, the lower valley of the Yangtze River. It's actually quite fragrant, lemon-like fruit. The pulp texture is like pomelo. Originally, it was regarded, Swingle regarded as an indigenous variety related to yuzu. Frank Kirk of INRA found that Ichang lemon clustered with pomelo. He thought it was 18% citron, 2% micrantha, 48% pomelo, and 32% reticulata. Shimizu reported that yuzu was the pollen parent of Ichang lemon, while the seed parent was an unidentified variety having the unique Ichang lemon cytotype. Citrus variety collection has two accessions. I actually tasted most of these things, and a year ago I said, last December, I said very juicy, sour, of course, rind very acrid, but not so much so in the flesh. Another time, sour, quite, another accession, sour, quite seedy, odd, almost pomelo-like taste, acrid and unpleasant. Honge pepita. Again, I traveled to a very remote area of southwestern China, Yunnan, to take the photograph at left. The other two photos are from the citrus variety collection. Citrus hongiensis was just described by Yi et al. In 1976 in an obscure, difficult to access Chinese article. At least it's difficult for me because it's just in Chinese. Maverley considers it to be a form of Ichangensis, although he lumps almost everything together with something or other. The trees can be quite large. The description says up to 10 meters. I've seen much larger than that. The fruits are fairly large, too, larger than a large navel orange. The rind is thick, the pulp sour and acrid, ripens in October and November. Two studies say that Hongiensis and Ichangensis clustered together. Two other studies say they don't. It clustered with pomelo in other studies and with kumquat in two. So remains to be resolved, and it never may be resolved in a way that makes sense to say this is a cross of this and this. These things all emerged millions of years ago. It's cultivated to a limited extent just in its area of origin. Young leaves are used as flavoring and fruits as a substitute for trifoliate. The trees are said to have religious significance and are thought to ward off evil. May be extinct in the wild. We've got two accessions at the citrus variety collection. All right, now we're getting into small-flowered pepita, the smallest citrus and most primitive citrus fruit in the world. One of the parents, along with citron, of the small-fruited lime, Citrus aurantifolia. It's native to the Philippines. It's a small tree, no more than 10 or 12 feet tall. It clustered with Hystrix in the majority of studies, with Macroptera and other pepita in one, with Microcitrus and Arima citrus from Australia in one, with Citrus ichangensis, with Citrus latipace, Maxima and Medica. Boy, all over the map. So we're not sure exactly what this is. But it's the seed parent of the Mexican lime, of Macrophylla, the Alamo, and various other hybrids that we'll be getting to in a minute. We do have just one, there are two forms in the wild, and we have the micro variety Microcarpa, which is the smallest of fruit. I've never seen the other type, but the trees and the fruit are somewhat larger. Small fruit is lime. We're not going to spend much time on that. We all know what it is. The important thing is that it's a cross of Micrantha and Citron, since confirmed by many. It was actually Scora in 1975 and Nicolaisi in 2000 that proposed that, and confirmed by many studies, most convincingly by Kirk in 2016. And it's the pollen, Citrus aurantifolia, the small fruit of the Mexican West Indian lime, the key lime, is the pollen parent of the large-fruited Bearse Persian Tahiti lime, are the three main names by which it goes, of commerce. We've got 13 accessions of this class of the citrus variety collection. By the way, Miles and Stover and others recently published an article about the susceptibility of many different genotypes to Huanlong Bing, the devastating disease that's destroyed two-thirds or more of the production of Florida citrus. And this range, the small fruit of lime, is 3.2 on a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being the healthiest. So it's sort of the middle of the pack, better than average. Alamo, important as a rootstock, native to the Philippines. Boy, that's a sour bastard. It's about the size of an orange, bright yellow. Important rootstock for lemons. It imparts vigor, precocity, tolerance of high levels of chloride, calcium, and boron. Sensitive to cold, susceptible to blight, and no tolerance to nematodes. Swingle and Reese thought that Alamo was celebica, remember that mystery variety that nobody's seen since it was first described, with pomelo. Sant thought it was medica, a citron by pomelo. But we find that it actually has a pedigree similar to, Kirk found, and others found that it has a pedigree similar to small fruited lime. Citron was the male parent, always a male parent, never a mother, by small flowered pipita, Citrus micrantha. For HLB, it registers 3.2 health on a 1.5 scale. So not bad, but no great shakes. We've got one accession of Alamo. Calpe lime, described as citrus web, it's classified as Citrus weberi wester, native to the Philippines, Luzon, and Mindanao. It's a medium-sized shrubby tree. Its flesh is whitish to grayish, said to be well-flavored, juicy, and aromatic with little rag. I've never tasted it when I wanted to taste it again, but my notes say very sour, firm flesh, not particularly aromatic. Skin is like a firm shell, a strange bitter flavor, a soapy flavor that coats the mouth. Sound good to you? Swingle and Reese thought it was a hybrid of Macrophylla with the common Philippine mandarin, whatever that is. Ramadugu in 2013 found that it was mostly made up of pipita alleles. Kirk found that it's actually, like the last couple that we've been talking about, like lime and macrophylla, it's actually a cross of micrantha, the small-flowered pipita, and citron, Citrus medica. It registers 3.1 on the overall scale of health to where HLB is concerned. And we've got three accessions, some of them OPS, some of them we're not clear that it's true to type. Then there's the Limon Real. I always wondered when I first encountered that, what is that exactly? Well, Tanaka calls it Citrus excelsa wester. Wester was an American scientist, went to the Philippines, described these in 1915. Very sour, lime or lemon-like. That's also small-flowered pipita by Citron. 2.4, actually, close to the top of the scale for the pipita types. Davao lemon, I think we're running out of time, so I'm just going to skip through that. It's actually one of the more delicious types, native to Davao, Mindanao, the Philippines. Same ancestry as Citrus excelsa. We've got one accession. Winged lime, also native to the Philippines. Notice that all these micrantha hybrids are coming from the Philippines. The pulp's very juicy, mildly acid with a tinge of orange yellow, aromatic and pleasantly flavored. We've got one accession, but the inventory log says that this accession is probably not Citrus longispina. If you look at the leaves, they don't have the broad petioles that are typical of the species as it was originally described. And 4.4 on HLB health. This is the original longispina. The leaves look nothing as published in 1915. Leaves look at that. Looks totally different. So Celebes pipita. These are not photographs of Celebes pipita because there's no photograph anywhere available, not even the original publication. Well, the original description is available, but it didn't have illustrations. The illustrations are from 1922. It's not in any citrus germplasm collection anywhere that I'm aware of, and yet it's been cited as having been taste-tested for we have something that was once classified as Celebica at the Citrus Variety Collection. It was sent out to other places. They called it Celebica, and it's wrong, totally wrong. So that invalidates some of the conclusions, and it's important because this is one of the Swingle 6 original species of Pepita. So these are not authentic photos, and there are a lot of inauthentic photos that one can find and inauthentic descriptions. I'm happy to share this information with anybody who's interested and to whom it's important. Kaffir lime, many of us are familiar with that, indispensable in Thai cooking. The most common conclusion of genetic analysis is that it's linked to pomelo. Others say that it's linked to micrantha, but no really clear picture emerges. It's native, actually, all the way from Thailand to Melanesia. Used, as you know, for in Thai cooking, particularly for Tom Yung Kung at the top there. There's one interesting thing. Right here in Hilo, at a station which I just visited again on Monday, they developed a leaf washing protocol. Because the leaves are the primary food for Asian citrus psyllid, which is the vector of Wan Long Bing, the deadly disease of citrus, it's crucial not to ship these leaves from a quarantine area. The CFIS, in working with the Hilo station here, developed a leaf washing protocol. And published it in the Federal Register in January of 2015. Where'd the name come from anyway? Kaffir lime means porcupine lime. Citrus hystrix means porcupine lime. But kaffir lime, there have been a number of articles recently saying you shouldn't call it that because kaffir is an actionable term of abuse in South Africa, which it is. The name, although it's related, has nothing directly to do with South Africa. It's a term for unbeliever in Arabic. And it was used by the Muslims of India, I believe, in an article published in 1998. I think proved fairly conclusively that it was used it means literally infidel lime, but it was used to mean exotic lime, basically, because it was found in Sri Lanka and Thailand, but not in India itself. Cabullo is a smooth-skinned form of it. That's said to be pure citrus hystrix. When we've analyzed it, it's by Barclay in 2006, it was found to be pure Pepita. Coolabut, what we have, on the other hand, is inauthentic. It's supposed to be, they're two names for the same thing, and yet they're two totally different fruits. This is open pollinated seedling. So the coolabut we have in the Citrus Variety Collection is not what the coolabut should be. Kasi Pepita is native to Assam in northeastern India, to the state of Meghalaya. It's inedible for the most part, although occasionally used for preparing pickles by locals, and it's used medicinally. It's in all studies, it clustered with Citrus maxima, the pomelo, and it looks sort of similar. It's got those bumpy oil glands and that burst as soon as you cut it open. Don't open it near your computer is my word of advice for you. I trashed one keyboard opening these things. HLB, this is the only true Pepita species that has a that was assayed for its HLB health by Miles et al. In 2017. It was 3.8. In fact, it's sort of disappointing. You'd think that these rough customers, wild species, would actually be tolerant or even resistant to HLB. Not the case. Melanesian Pepita. Boy, this is a can of worms. There are three different kinds. It's best known as Satkara, where it's used for pickle. We have two accessions recently acquired for the Citrus Variety Collection. One of them of insecure origin, but there's one that came from New Ireland, so we're pretty sure that we actually have the real thing, but it's still in quarantine. So the first time we'll have an authentic specimen. It's used in pickles, and you can find it in any Bengali or Eastern Indian store. And it was the fruit most smuggled fresh into the United States, according to APHIS, for many years, about a decade ago. So summary, Pepitas are polyphyletic, but may be monophyletic when Citrus ichangensis is excluded. They're the parents or ancestors of several significant crops, notably the limes. Crucial work remains to be done in collecting and analyzing a representative range of securely identified Pepitas and their hybrids. And when inaccurately identified or classified genotypes are used for molecular marker studies, results, of course, will be invalid. So thanks to Tracy Kahn and Tony Siebert at UCR, and Dr. Robert Kruger at the USDA, who are my hosts and interlocutors in Exploring Citrus. And I know we don't have any time for questions, so I'll move. Oh, here's the guy who tasted the Pepita, and he was rolling on the ground shortly afterwards.